dominion, an unrelenting source of evil and oppression. Will its secret ever be found? What is the key to the Emerald Tree mystery? For now, the war goes on. Following the loss of a Dominion tanker to space pirates, once again, General Vera Derrick has been called to account by the dangerously powerful Ygra Thor.
General Derrick, we meet again.
I do not see the reason for these repeated summons, Ygra Thor.
Do you not, General? It's quite simple. The leader is not pleased with your command. I am not pleased.
We engage the enemy more frequently, Ygra Thor. So naturally our losses will be greater.
An interesting analysis, my dear. However, the Council of the Seven has decided to provide support for your command until Sector D shows improvement.
You expect me to share command in my sector?
This decision is not open to question, General. You will obey, or you'll be tried before the Council of the Seven for insubordination.
Who is this support person you refer to?
You may have heard of him. His name is Vishaya.
Vishaya? A bounty hunter? A murderer who was once imprisoned on the planet Setar? How dare you even suggest that I should take him into my command?
Your sparring grows tedious, General. Vishaya will leave with you today. He will do what you have failed to do. Hunt down and eliminate the traitor Richards. You are to provide him with anything he needs to complete his assignment successfully.
How long will this Vishaya be operating out of my command sector?
You ask questions without answers. I control this game, General. Vishaya awaits you in your space shuttle. Dismissed.
The rescue of General Zane's daughter from the space pirates has resulted in Stephen Richards being promoted to rebel commander. Although the rescue mission was a complete success, apparently one casualty was overlooked.
Christina, I heard you were at the base hospital. Are you all right?
I'm fine, Steve. It's Beta here who's feeling a bit out of sorts.
You took a robot to the hospital for treatment?
I keep forgetting that you still don't know all of Beta's strange little quirks. You see, Beta checked himself into the hospital.
Hello, Commander Richards.
Beta, you do look a bit under the weather.
Ever since Orion 4, I've had a dysfunction in my joints. My metal connectors are expanded and out of shape. I can barely use my grasping and walking appendages.
Well, it sounds like humidity got to your mobility connectors.
Exactly what I was telling him. We're on our way to robotics maintenance to get him patched up. You see, Beta thought he had a bad case of alpha influenza.
But you're a robot, Beta.
Some of my symptoms were just like Christina's when she had alpha influenza. The general took her to the hospital.
Now, don't worry, Beta. Robotics will have you up to speed in no time.
I still don't think I understand.
He'll be fine, Steve. Oh, by the way, I've been thinking about something ever since you rescued me from those space pirates. Were you bluffing when you threatened to blow up that Dominion tanker?
Good question. Glad I never had to answer it.
On board a Dominion shuttlecraft, returning to her command ship, General Vera Derrick makes her feelings known to the bounty hunter, Vishaya.
I want you to know from the beginning, Vishaya, I dislike you intensely. But since you're here, and there's nothing I can do about it, I'll give you the help you need to eliminate Richards. But the sooner you finish your business in my sector, the better.
Might I add, the feeling is mutual.
Vishaya, your tone is threatening to the general.
Noted, humanoid. But it doesn't concern me. Remember, I'm here to finish a job you botched.
What do you mean?
When you were assigned the task of eliminating the traitor Richards, you made an almost human error. You were too sure of your senses. You didn't even bother to check if Richards were really dead. The Dominion has no room for such errors of judgment.
I'm curious, Vishaya. Just what makes Dominion Homeworld so confident that you can capture Richards?
I have an edge. I know how Richards will think in strategic situations. We were in the Academy together as cadets.
You were in the Dominion Academy?
I've led many lives, General. Ikra Thor knows them all and makes use of them as he sees fit. It was my background with Richards at the Academy that led to this assignment. That's the personal matter.
Come to the point, Vishaya. Your plan is...
to use my knowledge of Richards against him. Example? He's a very soft touch when it comes to people he cares about. A definite character flaw.
And you propose to exploit that flaw, Vishaya?
Precisely. We'll transfer a contingent of rebel prisoners to the Outlands for execution. I'll arrange to leak this information to the rebels on Cygnus 3 before we make the transfer.
Richards will try to rescue the prisoners.
He won't be able to resist such a noble gesture.
Richards has served aboard Dominion prison ships, Vishaya. He knows their weapon systems. He understands that any fighter attack would prove useless.
You're not as dull as you look, humanoid. But an all-out attack would not be Richards' response. He'll use a small landing party and try to take over key areas on the prison ship. I'm sure of it.
You seem to know your man very well. Your plan has merit, Vishaya. As it happens, the prison ship Zeta is orbiting above my command ship right now. It should prove sufficient for your needs. Connors, take over the controls. You can handle that, can't you, Major?
Major?
Yes, Major. Your continued bungling is responsible for the loss of my high standing with Ikra Thor. Someone has to pay for that, Connors.
Yes, General.
Take notice, bounty hunter. I repay in kind. Never forget that.
Cygnus 3, 2 days later. Commander Richards is called to a special briefing.
So, we know the Dominion is transferring by prison ship over 1,000 rebel prisoners to the Outlands for execution.
General, did you say by prison ship?
Yes, McCormick. The prison ship Zeta. The transfer will take place within the next 15 hours.
How reliable is this intelligence, Father?
It came from an alien. A proton mercenary we've dealt with before. Usually his information is sound, as long as he thinks he's paid enough for it.
What you're really telling us, General, is that the information may not be totally accurate, but you can't ignore it.
Exactly, Steve. It could be a chance to save over 1,000 of our people.
But, General, any rescue plan will have to be executed with extreme caution. We can't rule out a Dominion trap.
You're right, of course, McCormick. Steve, I want you to try something. Think the way Dominion Corps Command would for a moment. It might help us come up with a plan of action.
Let's see. What strategy would Corps Command use in this situation? There was a flight training exercise from my Dominion Academy days. It involved camouflaging our fighters with meteors.
Meteors, Commander?
Yes. We used tractor beams to hold the meteors in position while we hid behind them. Now, that way we were able to sneak through the enemy's scanner range without getting caught.
A bit unorthodox, but I don't see why it wouldn't work.
Steve, how many people would you need to carry out such a plan?
Oh, 5. Myself, you and Beta, McCormick, and one more.
All right. I'll go collect Beta from Robotics. Meet you in Launch Bay after McCormick and I recruit our 5th pilot. Lieutenant Stanwyck, I think.
Good choice. Remember, there's no time to lose. The lives of over 1,000 of our people are at stake.
73, 74, 75 gold standards. There you are, Krieg. The balance due now that the job is completed.
It was almost too easy. The rebels took the bait. Now it's up to you to spring the trap.
Tell me, Krieg, how did you get the information about the prison ship transfer to Cygnus 3?
That's not part of the deal, General. My methods are my own business.
Unfortunately, your services are necessary, Krieg. But you are a mystery. And I don't like mysteries. How do you manage to know all you know? And why are you never caught?
You ask questions without answers, General.
So I have been told.
Don't worry, General. You got what you paid for. You might say it was your move this time. General?
Vishaya?
Krieg at your service?
You'll hear from us again. Ah, Connors.
General, Command Control said you wanted to see me.
Major, I want you to hear the final details of the plan to capture Richards. Proceed, Vishaya.
I'll allow Richards and his landing party to come aboard the prison ship Zeta with little or no difficulty. Once on board, I'll have them trapped. There will be no escape.
Very well, Vishaya. Since it's been almost 13 hours since Krieg planted the information with the rebels, it's time for you to transfer to the Zeta. If Richards is coming, he'll be arriving soon.
There's a viewing console on level 3 of the prison ship. You can scan every section, see and hear every move they make.
Excellent. Once Richards is captured, all the praise will be mine for eliminating the most dangerous traitor the Dominion has ever known.
Space. A black void, except for the flashing lights on 4 rebel fighters. They're on their way to the prison ship Zeta to attempt a dangerous rescue.
We're getting close. Now check your attitude controls, McCormick.
Attitude controls stable, Commander.
All right, we're about to enter the meteor field. But keep your eyes open, everybody. Those rocks move fast.
Lieutenant Stanwyck to Flight Leader. I think I found a meteor I can handle, Commander.
Well, which one, Stanwyck? Everything I see is too big for tractor beam control.
Over to the left, Commander. I'm almost behind it.
That meteor's too big, Christina. His tractor beam will overload.
Veer off, Stanwyck, and that's an order.
I can handle it, Colonel. Wait, what's happening? Red light. Overload. Malfunction in the power unit. Commander!
Break off, Stanwyck.
I can't. It's too close. It's going to...
McCormick, take over Stanwyck's point position.
I copy, Commander.
Concentrate on the mission, everybody.
Commander, over there. 2:00. Readouts confirm those meteors to be within tractor beam limits.
Good work, Beta. Let's tractor on and get out of here. We can't waste any more time.
Invisible behind meteors of enormous size, the 3 spacecraft drift toward the prison ship.
It's getting late, Vishaya. Feeling nervous that your plan to lure Richards into this trap might not work?
You'd enjoy watching me fail, wouldn't you, Connors?
Just observing your methods. If you ask me, I don't think Richards is going to show. By processing available data, I predict you're going to look very foolish within the next few hours.
You mechanical cretin! I've had enough of you and your general!
Don't touch me!
With this one hand, Connors, I could snap your control center at any time. There's something about me you don't know, humanoid. I was on Setar's prison colony for 10 long years. They never tell you that Setar orbits a neutron star. A star that emits radiation. Very powerful radiation. Eventually, it drives a man completely out of his mind.
I must be allowed to function.
I could terminate you right now. With great pleasure. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Then I'll let you function a little longer. But stay out of my way.
Radar 1 calling Vishaya.
This is Vishaya. What is it?
Sir, we just picked up 3 unusual meteors. They're traveling in a kind of formation, as you predicted.
Well, what do you know? Keep tracking them. Vishaya out. I told the general I knew how Richards would react. The Academy meteor trick. He took the bait, Connors.
How should we close the trap, Vishaya?
Double the guard around the prison cells. Remove all but 3 guards from the docking bay. I want to give Richards all the rope he needs to hang himself.
Unaware of the trap Vashaya has set, the rebel assault team arrives at the prison ship Zeta. With all power shut down, they maneuver with jets of compressed gas as they zero in on their target.
There's the prison ship. It's big enough to hold a city.
Fighters 1 and 3, come in as close to me as you can. I'll connect umbilicals to both of you as soon as I attach to the prison ship.
Do it as quietly as possible, Beta.
Umbilical to the Zeta completed.
And with no reaction from the prison ship.
Good work, Beta. Commence umbilical attachments to fighters 1 and 3.
Roger, Commander. Latched and locked together. The Zeta and the three of us are now a single unit. Christina, I still think I should be coming with you.
Believe me, Beta friend, following your orders and staying with the fighters is vital to the success of our mission and to my safety.
All right. I understand my instructions and know what to do when I hear Christina's signal, Commander.
Thanks, Beta. Now, McCormick, Christina, get into your pressure suits. We'll all rendezvous outside the Zeta docking bay.
Remember to use the handholds on the umbilicals and stay close together during EVA.
I copy, Colonel. Depressurizing.
Okay, this is it. Here we go. Easy does it. Docking bay dead ahead. Stay where you are for a moment. I'm going to swing around front and try to locate the guards.
Can you see anyone, Steve?
Negative. Oh, wait. There's one guard inside, but it looks like he's asleep. Come on, follow me in. Try to land just above the airlock, quietly.
Coming in. I'm down, Commander. Colonel Zane, give me your hand.
Made it. We're all here, Steve.
Okay, help me with the airlock door. Not so much noise. Okay, now close it. Everyone down. A guard could see us through that spaceport. Going to equalize the pressure in here.
So far, so good. Let's get out of these helmets.
Commander, there are only 3 guards in this whole docking bay.
That's odd. There should be at least a squad, if I remember correctly.
We're going to have to take those guards out, Steve.
Right. Phasers on disable. And don't miss. If we hit those refueling tanks, it's all over. Now, as soon as the door is clear, we move. Now, let's lock up these guards and get to the cell blocks. Hurry!
Look at them, Connors. Wandering around in total ignorance of their fate. Are the men in position?
Yes, Vashaya.
All right, Richards. Just keep coming. Only a little further.
This is too easy, Commander.
I'm getting a bad feeling.
I agree. This has setup written all over it.
How right you are, Richards. Drop your weapons. Guards, move in.
Benarduzzi says...
Very wise decision. Take the girl and her friend to a cell. Bring Richards to me. I've waited a long time. This. So, Commander Richards, we meet again.
Well, well. Vashaya.
You remember me.
I remember you.
You and your landing party were trapped so easily, Richards. You must be losing your touch.
And Major Connors. This is beginning to look like a Dominion reunion.
Command ship to Vashaya.
This is Vashaya.
General Derek is waiting to speak to you. She says it's urgent.
Put her on hold. I'll deal with you later, Richards. Guard, take him down to the cell block with the others.
It's not over yet, Vashaya. Believe me, it's not over yet.
Connors, follow them down. And if he makes a wrong move, don't hesitate.
I understand.
And I don't care who told you to put me on hold. Vashaya, come in at once. This is General Derek.
Yes, General.
Have you captured Richards?
Of course I've captured Richards.
Anyone else?
A girl. I believe Richards called her Christina. And a young officer of no consequence.
Did you say Christina? That could be General Zane's daughter, Vishaya. What was that noise?
I'm checking the screens now. That explosion just blew off the starboard side of this ship.
This is Radar 1, sir. Rebel fire has disabled warp drive. We're a sitting duck, sir.
I demand to know what's happening.
Impossible. We're under attack. Surrounded by rebel fighters.
Vishaya, you and Connors take the nearest escape pod and get out before it's too late. Losing that prison ship will cost you. I promise you that.
Aboard the crippled prison ship Zeta, General Zane joins his victorious rebel officers.
Frankly, Christina, I was worried. But when Beta signaled us, we sent in everything we had and we won.
I was very concerned about you, Christina. It took so long for you to signal that you had taken over the ship.
Oh, Beta friend, I appreciate your concern. It just took McCormick and me a little longer than we thought to overcome our guards.
Colonel, that sprained ankle trick of yours was great. Those guards were so surprised, the rest was a cinch.
It works every time.
And with all power gone on the Zeta, there was no way for them to escape or retaliate. Great work, Beta.
Why, thank you, Commander. But it was nothing, really.
So what's next, General?
After we offload our people and the Dominion prisoners, I suggest we blow this prison ship to pieces. I want to make sure it will never be used to keep anyone in chains and misery again.
The rebels of Cygnus 3 have a victory to celebrate, but it's fleeting and temporary at best, for the Dominion never rests. They will be back.
The secret of Dominion. Have you discovered it? And what is Emerald Tree? More clues follow in episode 6, Diamonds in the Sky.